But the problem with the Big Bang was soon overshadowed. The strings were in trouble too. The hope had been that string theory would evolve into the single definitive explanation for the universe. But as more and more people worked on it, something puzzling happened. The physicists found a second version of it, and then a third. Soon they had found five different string theories. That wasn't single, and it didn't sound very definitive.
Five, even though it's not a very large number, is too large for us, because we would like to have a more unique theory than that. And this definitely was a problem, was a great crisis. So a lot of time was spent studying those individual five theories, but in the back of our minds always was, why are there five of these things? Shouldn't there only be one?
String theory had begun to unravel. It seemed as if the dream of a theory of everything was as far away as ever.
Cynics began to come out and say that string theory is too hard, it's a dead end, it's simply not the way to go, and it's not the theory of everything, it's the theory of nothing.
But just as the scientists were about to give up hope, a new and startling discovery would be made. This would inspire them to begin their quest again and force them at last to confront their least popular idea, parallel universes.